This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's hour number 3 of the G-Bag Nation. We're live at the Globe in Arlington. Check out these Rangers taking on the Dodgers tonight. First pitch at 3 o'clock. Rather, 7 o'clock. Pregame's coming up at 6:30. Yeah, that's a random time to say.
What are you thinking?
I don't know.
He's thinking about the weekend, dude. It's Good Friday. My guy's ready to barrel into an Easter weekend. Who isn't?
That is right. Cannot wait for the feast and the fun that is in store coming up this weekend. We'll be talking hoop with you coming up in 20 minutes. And Sandler is going to be on here at 4:40. Here's the Chief.
Credit Rangers Savant here in the Friday News Dump on Instagram for being the one to start the rally cry for Jock Peterson at the plate to inject the confidence in him. Not okay. Ranger Nation on Twitter. They're just sort of repopulating it. They're aggregating it. So it's Rangers
like Nathan
Savant.
Eovaldi like come out of the dugout like we did that for the Orioles game, that kind of clap? What are we doing?
No, that's like the curtain call.
Yeah.
It won't be quite like that. It'll just be Jock going out to the plate.
We were chanting his name.
Yeah,
like,
we'll be doing Peterson. It'll be very similar to that.
Yeah, okay.
But he probably won't acknowledge the crowd and do a hat tip because he's going to be getting ready to get in the box and hopefully make a monster swing. But I also am reading that is supposed to be for tomorrow night.
Okay.
I don't know why they wouldn't do it tonight. Some people are criticizing it, calling it like a make-a-wish kind of vibe. Nonetheless, I like it. I think at
people
this point
hate,
we're pulling
hate.
Out all the stops. But people. I feel like there's going to be some confusion. Some people are going to think to do it tonight. Others are going to know it's for tomorrow night. Hopefully, either way, this thing, we will a homer
what's wrong with
for
people?
Jock tonight.
What's,
all I know.
Seriously, what's wrong with people?
There's a lot wrong with all of us.
What's
what
wrong
happened?
With people?
What just happened?
Well, no, just talking about the whole thing that people are like getting all bent out of shape that it's a make-a-wish thing. You know,
we're just trying to help our guy out.
I mean, why can't people just keep their damn mouths shut?
We're trying to help a guy get out of a slump. You know,
see,
we're trying to
people
curate
just,
the slump busting.
They don't have enough patience.
So effed up.
They're Johnny come lately baseball fans.
Jesus.
They just started watching the sport when they won the World Series. They don't know that it is entirely possible for a guy to open up and be horrible, complete dog bleep for
You're
6 weeks,
idiot.
8 weeks, 12 weeks, and then put on a Hall of Fame second half. You know, and unfortunately, that's the misery that you have to subject yourself to as a baseball fan, right? Because we don't know. Maybe he's old and washed up. He dang sure looks like it. Looks like he definitely got on the Luka dietary plan in the off season.
That's been about a half decade in the making there.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw the evolution 2019 Jock or whatever looked a heck of a lot different than 2025 Jock.
Well, all I know is if this Make-A-Wish clapping campaign doesn't work, the only thing left will be banging on garbage cans.
You're on
what
board.
About the nipple buzzers?
Nipple like, buzzers, garbage cans. I'm willing to.
You're on board with the Make-A-Wish thought then.
Some people are calling it
condescending. I think it's funny, but maybe it shouldn't be funny.
No, but people are like people are serious like, oh, what are you trying to do? Make the guy feel good? I mean, you know, is it like
we're trying to help
we're
him out.
We're giving him like a petition.
Yeah.
A participation ribbon.
It's like a retirement celebration. You did it, buddy. It's a body of work round of applause here. No, I think we're trying to give the guy just an overwhelming amount of positive vibes.
That's what I'm thinking.
In hopes it'll energize him. You know, sometimes when dad's at the yard, these guys making their debut, they hit a home run. You know, crazy things can happen if you fill somebody with enough positive vibes. I think let's go for it.
I got you.
You know, he needs our help right now.
I'm totally with you on the vibes.
And, you know, I'm proud that we have Rangers fans out there that thought of this. And they're going to try to pull it off. It's amazing.
Agreed, man.
If dude goes 3 for 4, we owe everybody an apology.
Exactly. And Rangers fans are passionate. The diehards are diehard. I'm gonna play a game with you. Baseball or butt crack? Is this a real text from the 469? I love the Rangers so much, I'll donate my wife for a slump buster.
Wow.
Do you think that's a real text? Is that a real text?
I think that's a real text.
I'll tell you what, though. I saw...
Answer the damn question.
Can I qualify it here a little bit?
Sure.
Before Florida played in the national championship game, students were saying they would sacrifice the mom.
Their own mother?
Yeah.
Anything for a title.
Yeah, anything for a title. So I'm going to say this is probably true.
It is. You guys are 2 for 2. Baseball guys of the day. That's 100% baseball.
He probably secretly wants a divorce anyway.
No butt crack detected.
Oh, man. It's a hell of a sacrifice.
The Rangers are +114 against the Dodgers today. So they're underdogs. And that makes Jacob deGrom an underdog for the first time
ever
since 2019.
What happens? You know, you have the offense to thank for that. Are we still like bottom five? It's crazy. Just stacking dubs on the backs of pitching.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Who would have thought?
Starting to see it come alive a little bit offensively, but yeah, not to the full extent yet. We're not out of the darkness completely. But we got some encouraging signs. If Jock Peterson can get back to being just average, and then you get Wyatt Langford back, what Dustin Harris is doing. I mean, big time love for Dustin Harris. That's my lock of the night. The lefty's getting on base tonight. That's a guarantee. Dustin Harris.
Homer, didn't you call for the homer?
I got the Jock dinger tonight.
Oh,
I
Jock.
Think we're
going to
get a Jimmy Jock.
Better.
I think we're going to get the first Nadell call of a Jimmy Jock. We're going to go 3-runner for Jock tonight.
I just had an idea for the Rangers fans here. They're going to try to propel Jock Peterson to greatness. We need to get this out of the way tonight. Because if it works, we need you at the barn tomorrow night for Stars and Avs to shake the defense, you know, fill the defense with some positive vibes.
Yeah, we need to have, I mean.
Colorado in six.
I would think tomorrow at the AAC, there is maybe a record-setting number of giant D signs next to the giant fence signs.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
We're going to have to bring that back.
Yeah, we might need to add a third person, like, please.
Yeah, we beg you.
Exclamation point.
Yeah, whatever it takes, man. Current get-in price for each game this weekend here at Globe Life Field. Tonight, $77 on SeatGeek. This from Michael Beer, our good buddy. Saturday, $101 average price to get in to Globe Life Field. And then Sunday, the Mally start, $61. So this is setting up beautifully with the pitching matchups, getting DeGrom and Eovaldi and Mally going versus what the Dodgers are running out there. This is truly ideal stuff. This is exciting.
I just want to know what Tuesday is for that Josh Jung replica World Series ring. Back in the lineup tonight once again. Josh Jung putting in mad work. I know that was Brian's pick to hit a home run tonight, but he can get his World Series ring. Now, you do have to sit through a game where they play the A's. So,
chalk that up to a dub, hopefully.
You get the World Series ring? Yeah. I would say for one of these World Series rings, if you're a proper Rangers fan and you don't have one of these replicas yet, even if you can't watch the game, it's worth just to walk in, get the ring, and go.
I can't wait to see the Josh Jung Jungle Cat ring giveaway, Brian Broaddus calendar shoot where he's wearing the ring and only the ring.
Yeah. Whew. We said with this, though, we do the ring.
Where's he going to put it? I believe he has 11 options.
We said we'd do it with the ring with the Whataburger hoodie, the sleeveless Whataburger.
Oh, yeah, that's Wednesday. That's Tuesday. Yeah. The co-branded Whataburger sleeveless hoodie.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's going to be incredible. Okay, here in the dump, are you more excited for Mavs or Rangers tonight? Because I'm going to be 100%
Mavs.
Rangers. Yeah, Mavs. Yeah. Mavs. Bleep yourself, Broaddus. How about this? Nico, the Tennessee quarterback, formerly now, he's with UCLA. Reportedly, $1.5 million NIL, which is obviously not the $4 million.
Wasn't he going to get two?
For.
two and a half from Tennessee?
He was going to get about three from Tennessee. Wanted four. Now he's settling for UCLA 1.5 with the taxes. Boy's taking home far under $1 million. Yeah. An ultimate bag fumbling.
And he's having to live in L.A.
And reputation fumbling. You know, like both of these. You didn't get the dollars you wanted, and now you're going to have to do a lot of work to overcome the narrative and the disdain for
his
you.
His brother turned them down to play quarterback this year, by the way. Nico's brother.
Turned who down?
UCLA.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I'd turn them down, too, if they're only throwing a mill. This is Los Angeles, man.
That's the problem with doing it this late in the ballgame. Most of these programs have their quarterback room buttoned up at this point in the proceedings. So, and Bill Belichick just got a guy from South Alabama.
Yeah.
So he's got his quarterback, and they're feeling
probably
good.
Probably a lot cheaper.
Elsewhere in college football, Lee Corso hanging him up. Got news yesterday, I believe.
They're doing these tributes now, like ESPN put out all these tributes. It's kind of like he's dying. Have you seen some of these?
Well, it's a career death, right? Don't you kind of eulogize the career the same way you do the life?
It's crazy.
Especially for a guy like him who's been on television since before television.
38 years he's been on with ESPN. 38 years.
We call that a damn good run.
Yeah. Man, he started when he was 62, 52? Yeah. Wow.
So these tributes are like he's dead.
Well, they are trying to dead the headgear bit because
nobody's picking that up.
Game day fans are like, well, that's our favorite part. Can we still get some iteration of that? Lee Corso's
like, McAfee's got to pick that up.
See, you would think that was like the easy replacement there, but Lee Corso says, I think I'm going to have to tackle anybody that tries to do a headgear pick. Other than Lee Corso, Reese Davis is big time championing, just ending the headgear bit.
They should.
That's
Lee's
and only
Lee's.
Well,
they're probably tired of it. I don't know. I think it's a great bit. I think it'd be honoring Lee to pick it up with somebody else.
I'll tell you what I was laughing at. Oklahoma, they did a game in Norman, and they had all those guns, the
muskets.
Not muskets, but they were like these powerful rifles with kick. And like he was,
it's an M1.
He was like just like he turned it on, like he turned it on to Herb Street's like,
hey,
ducking out of the way, and I mean it was hilarious.
Got to know your gun safety,
that gun safety guy. But yeah, he did some fun things, man. He did some fun things.
A great career.
The thing with the time when the SMU Houston game, you see that where he goes, he took off the pony, and he goes, F it. And Herb Street just lost.
Starts dying laughing.
Next to it, yeah.
Yeah, he's had some funny moments. There's no question. The 817 says, in reference to the Josh Young ring, they note that they actually have 12 places where they could put it because they have an Audi belly button.
Hmm.
Impressive.
I haven't seen an Audi in a really long time.
I passed
time.
One on the highway.
Since I was
today.
About 7 years old.
Yeah.
You know, I little kid Audis back in the day.
I do wonder what.
You're saying doctors are better nowadays?
What's the percentage of Audis these days? Are we still making Audis?
I don't know.
Not sure. I'll have to.
Why don't you look
maybe
that up?
Maybe could chat GPT.
What did you about to say?
ChatGPT.
ChatGPT. All right.
Go ahead and
I'll
try
look
and
it
get
up
that
for you,
going.
Eric. Happy to help.
What's going on, dude? Hey,
distracted easy.
I just saw a guy who's in college football right now. And he's an offensive lineman, a little bit undersized, and he just announced, like, with an Instagram post, how big he's gotten. And he's with USC, and he's consuming a ridiculous amount of food. The photos show just how much bigger he's gotten. And basically, his daily consumption is 12 waffles, 3 bananas, 2.5 pounds of sirloin, 150 grams of white rice, and a protein shake all before lunch.
Wow. Must be a hell of a workout.
In total, you're looking at an average of 6K on the calories, 381 grams of protein, 725 grams of carbs, and 158 grams of fat.
I hope that brother gets some fiber in his damn diet.
That's a typical day for Gus Cordova, who's most famously known for in high school intentionally putting peanuts by way of a prank in one of his teammates' lockers who he knew had a peanut allergy and was allergic.
Oh, gosh.
So there was some naivety involved there. He thought it was a practical joke. A high school teammate of his almost died, and that is what he's famous for. But he's trying to come back.
I just thought you were going
to
itch, man. I'm sorry.
I didn't realize that your throat was going to close and we were going to have to care flight you. My apologies.
So a man of that size, how many calories do you think he's burning just living, right?
And yeah.
Because I know the average person's like, what, 2,500 or so?
That's the average expenditure.
A day. So I try to keep it under, if I'm trying to lose weight, I'm really trying to keep it under 2,000 calories, under 1,500 if I'm really going for it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, but you know, some of these monsters, I guess if you're eating 6,000 and you're not putting a lot of weight on, I guess that's just all that muscle doing its work every day.
Yeah, when you have that much muscle, you burn your resting burning calories is much more than somebody with far less muscle. So I'm sure this dude's all jacked up with the muscles. Brought us what
and
you
all
got
backed
for us.
Up.
Yeah, and yeah, backed jacked up and backed up.
Of 8.2 billion people. 820 million people have Audis.
About 1 in 10.
All right. Hey, that's still pretty impressive. The Audi's still here and doing well.
I don't know if that number is reduced. I think we just noticed them less because there's less shirtless heathens running around in our social circles these days, probably.
Less common now, they say.
Okay, what are you hoping to see tonight at Memphis? Did you hear the Malika Andrews audio, the interview with Luca? We have some of that. Maybe we'll get some finest. And then Jared Sandler's coming up at 4:40 talking Rangers here. It's the GBAC Nation on 105.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've three the fan. Okay, we got a lot going on here. We're live at the Globe here. It's the G-Bag Nation on the Fan. I'm going to have some Mavs chatter with you at 877-881-1053. What are you hoping to see from the Mavs tonight? The play-in continues. They got to beat the Grizz to play the Thunder. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. We have that Malika Andrews audio as well. But Chief has an addition to the finest coming up here in about 5 minutes. We'll hit you with some football headlines. And then Sandler's coming up at 4:40, 4:45. So a lot of sports to talk about with you. I think number one, we've gotten a break from the injuries, Brian. And, you know, that's still got to be top of mind. Like, be healthy after tonight, after this series, no matter how it goes. We can't have any more injuries that impact next year.
You know what? I think you're absolutely right about that. And hopefully, like us, I think this team, when you watch them play, it, you know, they very well, as the 10th seed, they just could have rolled over. They could have said, hey, you know, feel sorry and not play with any enthusiasm. But those guys played hard for each other the other night. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's what, I mean, watching it, I was like, okay, Sacramento could have just gone out there. Sacramento had beaten them earlier. I mean, Sacramento had, you know, you figure with a home game, they were going to have the advantage and all that. They completely took the Sacramento crowd out of it. But you might be playing a Memphis team that's not enthused about playing this week. You
know, yeah, and I think a lot of teams could be in that situation, especially these Mavs with everything that's gone on.
Their coach gets fired. I mean, there's just, you know, it's just what kind of enthusiasm, you know, Ja Morant. I mean, talking to the folks at the Mavs, they're expecting Ja Morant to be able to play tonight. And so, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that, you know, that they're preparing for. But Dallas has made the point that they packed their trip. They packed thinking they were going to stay on the road. So their mindset was, we're going to go win a game, you know, at Sacramento. We're going to go win a game wherever, end up being Memphis. You know, and they're going to say, you know what? We beat Memphis. We're going to go right to Oklahoma City and get ready for that thing.
And in order for that to happen, I need to see such great defense like we saw against the Rockets that day in early February. You know,
yes.
We still haven't seen that again.
Right.
Can you go out and be so imposing? We've seen this coaching staff throughout the course of a series figure out teams defensively and be able to unleash something that maybe could allow you to seal a couple of games. And right now, that'd be exciting. Like, there have been no dubs for basketball fans in North Texas for 2.5 months. I'll take go give the Thunder hell a little bit and be a team that's not easy to beat.
Take a gentleman's sweep and feel good about it versus the Thunder, or do you need to go to six to be like, okay,
I need to go to six.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we got the Shams report about Ja Morant. I mean, he's got a severe ankle sprain.
Sure.
I mean, he absolutely does. He got the injection the other night and he's telling people that he's going to play. We won't know for sure until about an hour before tip off, but that is a legit, you will not be getting a full Ja Morant tonight with the way that ankle is. So that's obviously a huge advantage, Mavs there.
Yeah.
And, and you've seen Anthony Davis have really good performances versus the Grizzlies. So that's something that's encouraging. And I do.
Especially against Jared Jackson. He's averaged like 28 points a game against him.
I think Edie did a nice job on him in a couple matchups this year when he was with the Lakers. But Edie was awful the other night versus the Warriors. And I got my eye, even though I'm not watching the game, I still got my eye on this Brandon Williams. Got a little juice to him, man.
There we go.
He's undersized. There's no doubt about it. But, man, I was reading about how Kyrie Irving really, like, sort of took him under his wing. And you can see the elements of that. Obviously, a much lesser version, but the style and being at that size and the finishing at the rim and stuff like that, I mean, for $47,000, That's pretty dang good bang for your buck right now.
I don't know if he'd get on the court for any other team but these two teams, Mavs and then the Grizzlies. If Morant would be out, Brandon Williams would get on the floor for these Grizzlies tonight. But can he, as a youngster, as a guy who doesn't have a lot of experience in this league, play efficiently, not turn it over, right, and play decent defense on the other end? And if you can get all of those things, this Mavs team misses what he does so much that it could have a significant impact. So that's definitely another very interesting thing to watch and hope for. Like, could he be your eighth or ninth man next year once you get Kyrie back? Could that be like your fourth guard on a contender? Okay, here's the chief of some football's finest.
Okay, so got a couple of draft things. I do want to start with, and I guess this shouldn't be a surprise because we know how incredible this dude is as a physical specimen, man. But Boise State's running back, Ashton Jeanty, standing at a nice 5'8", mm-hmm. and 211 pounds, I guess. I'm watching videos of him dunking on a 10-foot hoop.
Wow.
Just feel like that's pretty dang impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, what an explosive animal at 5'8", to be able to, with ease, two-hand slam a jamma on a 10-foot rim. That's a pretty impressive video right there as he continues to impress at every turn. And
if I could do that,
he goes,
there's no way you would have ever known I could play football well.
Yeah.
Because I would have just been dunking all day. Like, boom.
At 5'8", to dunk is such an incredible flex, dude. Especially carrying all that muscle that he's carrying around.
My goodness. Yeah. Yeah, I'd have tried to be the best 5'8 point guard that Division I basketball had ever seen.
How do you like this quote from Daniel Jeremiah, Broadus, on Bama quarterback Jalen Milroe, who will be in attendance on night one in Green Bay for the draft? He says, that's the lottery ticket. He's got the highest upside of any quarterback in this draft, including Cam Ward, who's going to be going number one overall to the Titans.
Yeah, Daniel Jeremiah, I think, does an outstanding job. You know, former NFL scout with the Ravens, with the Phillies. You know, he does his homework. He's seen a lot of players in his day. I think there is some huge upside for Milroe. He just has those traits that you can't coach. He has God-given talent, his ability to avoid, his ability to play with quickness, his explosiveness, his power, his balance. You know, somebody just needs to work. And not that, you know, Alabama didn't try and work with him, but, man, if you can unlock his ability to throw consistently from a platform where, you know, either, hey, he's moving or he's standing stationary. If you can unlock that, like they unlocked Josh Allen when he came in the league, you could have a guy that could be a long-time quarterback and a very successful quarterback in this league. I think Daniel Jeremiah is absolutely right.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's got elite traits when it comes to the arm strength and the mobility, the speed. He's day one going to be a top probably three or four.
He's going to be a problem
at the quarterback position.
He's going to be a problem if they figure it out with him and he gets it. It's like watching that guy from the Commanders play. You know, when he's moving around. I mean, I've watched him for a couple of years, but man, when you're sitting there looking at those quarterbacks and they have the ability to avoid, move in the pocket, extend plays, run, or throw on the move, it's hard to stop those guys.
Okay, so I have some of the boldest first-round predictions based on what the ESPN NFL insiders are hearing.
Yeah.
Field Yates, Jackson Dart, or even Shuck, the Louisville quarterback, could go ahead of Shedeur Sanders as quarterback two off the board.
I do believe it about Jackson Dart. I'm very much open to the idea that if Shedeur gets past, say, that group with the Giants and stuff,
yeah,
and it gets down to where he's at New Orleans at nine, I wonder if Jeff Ireland and those guys down there think that Jackson Dart would be a better fit for Kellen Moore's offense. I know that's
yeah.
I would love to know that. I would absolutely love to know that. And my goal this week is to figure out who Kellen Moore likes better of those two quarterbacks.
I love it. Looking forward to that. Draft week brought us as a different animal. By the way, the bow tie situation, do you have a new special one for this year?
We'll break out a new one for
sure. I love it, dude. Yeah. Bow tie brought us on draft night's incredible. Another bold prediction is that Armon Membu, Missouri right tackle, is going to be the first lineman taken. And the other bold prediction is that Jahdae Barron will be the first corner taken, not Michigan's Will Johnson. So Texas's Jahdae Barron really been climbing throughout the offseason in terms of the overall consensus, and it's deserved. That dude's a super beast.
Let's make him a Cowboy. I drink to that. Thank you, Chief. Football's finest in the books. Coming up at 5 o'clock, it's What You Drinking, What You Thinking. G-Bag of the Day's at 5:30, then LA Live. That kind of sets our afternoon agenda here for the next hour plus. Jared Sandler is next year on your Home of the Range.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Oh, thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. We are now under 2 hours from pregame show with Jared Sandler, Rangers hosting the new champs, the Los Angeles Dodgers here tonight. Pregame 6:30, first pitch 7:05 is Jacob DeGrom is going to be on the hill, and Jared joins us now, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
What's up, guys? How are y'all?
We're doing wonderful. We're excited to be here. Marquee type of matchup here. But before we talk about these games, what can you tell us about Langford and Leiter when they're coming back?
Well, Langford is eligible tomorrow. I guess it just depends whether the Rangers want to activate him tomorrow or give him tomorrow off after a couple of rehab games and then activate him Sunday. So that's kind of, you know, a little philosophical, I guess. It just depends on how he feels after today's game or tonight's game. Leiter with the live BP yesterday, they're going to, you know, wait and see. I think he felt good today, which is a good thing. And then, hopefully he can be back here in the next week and a half or so.
How many home runs do you think Wyatt would have to hit in a given year for him to be, like, deserving of a nickname like Clubber Lang? Doesn't that work good?
I mean, I think 40 home runs kind of gets you into, like, all right, we need a nickname for this guy's status. So a 40 home run season, I think, would work.
Well, Kamar Rocker was pretty dang good last night.
Yeah, he was.
Do you think this is like what we're getting with him now? Or
Maybe. We'll see. You know, he's got a... What he did last night was really impressive, and the way that he used his harder breaking ball and the way his fastball played up as a result. He got weak contact with the sinker, but, I mean, he threw that harder breaking ball more than he threw any other pitch, and it really wasn't close. And it was getting a lot of swings and misses. He was throwing it for a strike. He was throwing it for a ball, you know, when he wanted to effectively, and it was just really impressive the way he was using that pitch. It's a really, really good pitch. It's the pitch that he used last year in his debut that kind of wowed us all when he struck out seven Mariners. And, you know, I think he had said that, you know, in spring he was having a tough time kind of consistently finding it and was trying to, you know, was trying to get back on track with that. And it seemed like he's been, you know, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. But yesterday he's like just fully jumped in the deep end with that pitch and you know, had the best start of his career.
So that's Chief.
No, you're good.
That's like bailing him out of some situations that inexperience is getting him into. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, you're saying the way he used the pitch yesterday?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's bailing him. I think that's just it's a really good pitch, and he might not have, you know, that level of usage with that pitch every start. But, I mean, it's, you know, if you want to ride with your best stuff, I mean, that's, you know, that's his best pitch, at least it seems. So, I mean, it got him out of some tough spots.
I mean, but what else would he have to do for the answer to that question to be like, yes, last night was amazing, and that's setting him up for success?
Oh, yeah. So, I see what you're saying. I'm sorry. I misinterpreted the question.
No.
I just think it's a matter of, you know, he's still – it's like we talked about yesterday before the start. He just really – A-ball, Triple-A, and the big leagues combined. I mean, he has got such limited experience, and there's so much – I just got to believe there's so much for a guy like that to learn still that, you know, he'll get knocked around and learn from it. He'll have starts like that. I mean, last night's a big learning moment, too, to see how you can have success in certain ways and how you can operate. I mean, going seven innings was big, right? And you know, he's able to do it because he was so efficient. I mean, he only threw 78 pitches, which was really impressive. I think in general, though, to that question, beyond just the nebulous experience, I think, you know, continuing to make his fastball a weapon, either like what Yoshinobu Yamamoto does, the Rangers are facing tonight. He's not a guy who gets a ton of swings and misses on his four-seam fastball, but he locates it really well, and it plays off of his splitter really well. So maybe that's what it is for Rocker. Maybe it's figuring out the best way to maximize his fastball, playing off of his breaking balls, both the hard and soft breaking ball, and being able to command that pitch really well, and that's what he was able to do last night.
Jared Sandler with us here on The Fan. The visual of you and him in the post game last night was pretty impressive, dude. I mean, his size is ridiculous, and you killed the interview, and you're dominating on television. I want you to know that.
We everyone that we have on pretty much creates some sort of disparity height-wise. I mean,
Rocker, it's like he looks like a monster.
And we had Ryan Murray on, who's our senior director of research and development on the baseball ops side yesterday, and he's like 6'3" or whatever, and Elvis is going to be with me tonight, and like Elvis isn't my height. Elvis is a big guy, so
yeah.
I mean, John Blake would tower
John
over
Blake,
me.
There we
you know?
Go.
Yeah. So,
gentlemen, John Blake's hitting homers tonight.
Someone told me I should stand on a box, but I don't know. I mean, I'm 5'7". That's not going to change.
No, it's great. I love it. Okay, DeGrom gets the start tonight. How unrelenting is this particular Dodgers lineup, and how has DeGrom fared against these guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really good lineup. They haven't – it's weird. I think they actually still could be better because they're not getting a lot of hits. You know, there was that we might have talked about it a week and a half ago or so. The Rangers were one of three teams in Major League Baseball without a double-digit hit game, and the White Sox were one, and the Dodgers were the other. But the Dodgers hitting a ton of home runs. They have the highest the Yankees and Dodgers have hit the most home runs in baseball, and then the Dodgers have the highest percentage of runs that are scored via the home run, right? Mm. And so they're very home run reliant, but I mean, they got a lot of big boppers in their lineup. I mean, it's a lineup that's going to hit a lot of home runs. I just think that ultimately it's a lineup that's going to get a lot of hits as well. They're not there yet. They're not in that groove. The bottom of the order has been inconsistent. Max Muncy has gone off to a slow start. But, yeah, I mean, they're really good. There are no breaks in this lineup. And, you know, their rotation, statistically speaking, hasn't been dominant. But, like, it's a little misleading because
they've been hurt, haven't they?
Well, and the lack of production has come from guys who have come up
sure.
to fill those spots. But the guys the Rangers are facing this weekend,
yeah.
Yamamoto, Sasaki, and Glasnow, I mean, there's not an easy matchup. Now, Sasaki might not throw a strike, but it's going to be really tough to hit him.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, Jared, you know, Corey Seager, are we past the point now of, with Corey Seager, how competitive he is of playing against his old team? Like, you know, I mean, he's had success, but is it one of those things that he still wants to continue to play? You know, like, does it mean a lot to him to play against the Dodgers, or is it, am I making too much of
that? No, I mean,
he's had good numbers against them, too.
Yeah. No, I think it does. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're good. Ranger security over here thinking about throwing Brodus out of the building.
Yeah, that's what I was worried about. Okay. I think it does matter to him. I don't know that, you know, I think Corey's one of these guys, like, he just, in general, he's locked in no matter what. But I think there's a little extra edge, right? I mean, at the end of the day, the Dodgers, they didn't trade him, but they chose to
move on, yeah.
Yeah, now, I don't know, you know, were they close in re-sign? I have no idea. But, yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, Corey is one of the best players in baseball. And, you know, when we went to L.A. last year, and the Dodgers, you know, they really didn't have the shortstop thing figured out. And a lot of people are like, we made a mistake. You know, a lot of Dodgers fans.
Yeah.
Now, you know, this offseason, a little different. They just signed everyone in the world, and now they got Mookie playing short. And, you know, but I'll tell you this, Mookie's not a better defensive shortstop than Corey, not even close.
Right.
He struggles in that regard. But, I think Dodgers fans would tell you they think that they maybe missed on that by not signing him.
Mookie playing short or Altuve playing outfield? Which is the bigger what?
Well, the bigger what is Mookie, because he was really good in the outfield.
That's what I'm
Altuve
saying.
Altuve sucked at second. I mean, he wasn't a good
– sure.
It's been a long time, if there ever was a time, when he was a really good second baseman. Maybe he's won a gold glove, but it was more like – he's a really good hitter who's good enough defensively at second. Altuve is not a good defensive second baseman. Betts was, you could have made a case, maybe the best defensive right fielder in baseball, right? Mm. So that, to me, is still the bigger surprise. It's also a surprise that the Dodgers, with as much money as they have, just
didn't
go
buy one.
Yeah, but I guess maybe the counter is, well, they just got all these outfielders. Not that they're ignoring short. It's that they've got all these outfielders and Mookie's athleticism. I don't know. It is kind of odd, though. They're not a good – hey, that's where they can be exposed. They're not a great defensive team.
What do we need to know about Dustin Harris? I mean, this dude's been super impressive.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's one of these guys who – it's funny. When he got traded to the Rangers, he was so kind of off the radar. He didn't even have an agent. And that's incredibly rare for a professional baseball player, especially someone who's going to get traded in a deal that sends a major league player to the other team. It was the Mike Minor deal.
Yeah.
He didn't even have an agent. He found his friends, like one of his buddies, like texted him, like, "Hey, I think you just got traded." he's a really good athlete. He's someone who, you know, he can hit the home run ball, obviously, we've seen, but he can steal bases. A bigger guy, you might not look and say, oh, he can run, but no, he can scoot a little bit. He's just one of these guys who's kind of grinded and continued to get better and better and better in the system, and I think his versatility positionally and athletically is, you know, has kept him, you know, from falling off a radar maybe when there was a rough stretch. Like, all minor leaguers are just like major leaguers. They're going to slump. They're going to surge. But, you know, he's a guy, I think he's always had tools that have been appealing to teams. So if he maybe did have a rough year, I don't think teams were eager to, like, turn the page because he projected as someone with potential, and I think we're starting to see some of that come together. He was never like a big dog, big time prospect. He's just someone who's kind of continued to get better and better and better.
Jared, are we getting a heck of a home field advantage cooking with this team or what?
Oh man, best home start ever, right? Nine straight at home. Is that nine straight
at
home?
We're about to get Jock Peterson out of his slump.
I mean, I think that's pretty cool. I saw that, you know, the Jock chance or whatever.
Not everybody's on board with this. We got people that hate life.
Some people think it's kind of
Gavin, is that you?
No, sir.
Oh, okay. You guys were like dancing around. Who doesn't like it?
No, it's just we've gotten texts about
fan
it.
Fan base thinks it's like a make a wish thing.
Got it. I would just say, do you want,
like, it's condescending.
Like what? Okay. So do you want to, like, boo him, or do you...
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, dude, this is what we do as fans. This is what we're supposed to do.
I just think, like, it makes sense, right? Like, remember Trey Turner in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
That's the example. And You might think these guys, oh, they make all this money, they don't care, whatever. No, like, Trey Turner has talked about how that was, like, super important to him. That, like, meant a lot, and that helped, right? Now, what helped the most is that Trey Turner's a really good player. What's going to help Jock Peterson the most is that he's a really good player. He is going to get out of this. But, gosh, I mean, I can't imagine that, you know, he's not feeling it right now. And to get that sort of – especially a new team. I mean, yeah, well, I don't know. I don't – do you, like, lose credibility as a fan by cheering? I don't know. We're not like – it's not like participation trophy. It's like, hey, this guy's struggling. We're doing this because he's struggling, but we're going to – as a fan base that cares about a team,
this is how we exert ourselves. This is our role. This is how we can try and help.
I'm just following CY's lead. You know, he wants these players to know that we believe in them. And I think that's a great step in the right direction for the.
Like, I just don't. What's the harm? Like, in what way are you getting debited for doing this? Like, are you. Is someone judging
you? Got to be
like,
tough. You know, this is over accountability.
Be a man and figure it out yourself, Jock. Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
A soft side here.
Yeah, I don't know. You want to be considered one of the best fan bases in baseball? Do stuff like this, right? Like, that stuff's cool.
Amen.
A-plus, Jared, enjoy your evening, and we'll catch up with you next week after sweeping the Dodgers.
Let's do it.
He's at Jared Sandler on Twitter. He is brought to you every game day, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing here in the G-Bag Nation. We're coming back with the one segment of the week where you're encouraged to call in while intoxicated. What you drinking and what you thinking is next here on 105.3 The Fan. I want to talk to you about my
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.